What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, it's a frying pan.
Okay, would your mother or father have used a different word?
Well, they called a skillet, I guess.
What do you call that thing in the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? The thing that you turn the water off and on?
That's a spigot.
What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
A faucet.
What do you call the same thing that is out in the yard that the water comes out of?
That's a spigot.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
In a paper bag.
What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes would come in a...
Well, and that would be a it wouldn't be a guano sack.
Yeah, could be. Could very well be. You think your parents would have called it anything else?
I don't think they would have.
What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
A harmonica.
Okay. Anything else you think you might call that?
A mouth organ.
Okay, thank you. What do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and held between your titties and picked?
That's a juice harp.
Thank you. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle?
A seesaw.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? It's something that goes round and round.
I call it a merry-go-round.
Uh-huh. Did you? What about your mother or father? Do you think they'd have called it something different?
I don't think they would have called it anything different.
Did you ever hear of a flying Jenny?
I have.
What would be the difference between that and a merry-go-round?
A flying Jenny would be a plank mounted with a center post with a bolt through the center of it to keep it from sliding off this pole. And on each end, one would get on one end and one on the other, and they'd push each other around.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives or saws with?
Well, that's a wet rock.
Now, I'd like to ask you to help me draw some different kinds of fences. It doesn't have to be an artist's drawing. I just need you to help me try to identify some different kinds of fences that you may have seen. What kind of fences do you know?
Well, I know a rail fence.
Okay, we'll do rail fence right over here. While you draw it, if you could sort of explain to me how it's built, I'd appreciate it.
All right.
We'll make that number one.